Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Here in Mark chapter number 16, verse number 15. Let me go to verse number 14. This is an interesting verse. I won't comment on it, but you chew on this for a little bit, okay? Obviously, this is after his resurrection. Verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the eleven, as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. There's a big story. We saw Jesus. I don't believe you. The whole message there. But anyway, verse number 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, the Great Commission. And then verse number 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now, I wish I had time to talk about this verse, but that's not the subject here. Jesus is not saying you must be baptized in order to be saved. He is putting them together because notice the next clause. But he that believeth not shall be damned. He didn't say he that believeth not and is not baptized shall be damned. Big difference, but that's a whole different teaching. The Bible nowhere teaches about baptismal regeneration. And a lot of people will take this verse and say, see, it says he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but they don't finish it. He that believeth not shall be damned. Okay. That's not part of the Great Commission. Look at verse number 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. These are the supernatural gifts. Remember, they did not have the completed word of God. So he told them, I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And when you go, there's going to be signs that follow you. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. And we're going to look at that. The word tongues is that word languages, the glossa. Verse number 18. And they shall take up serpents. And if they take up any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And that's where the people in the mountains pick up those rattlesnakes and all. And we won't go into that. And that's a whole other story. It shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I want you to know that all of these are supernatural gifts. So that as they go and preach the gospel, they don't have the word of God. They say, open to Mark chapter number 16. There was no Mark chapter number 16. So they'd go to a country, a foreign country, and they would be able to speak in their language. He's never going to language school. How does he know our language? And that's the signs that would follow them. Because look at verse number 19. So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God where he is presently at this hour. Verse number 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. And then look at the next clause. And confirming the word with signs following. Amen. When they went to another place, another country, another town, another village, and they began to preach the word of God, how did those people know what they said was of God? The Bible says these signs confirmed what they were preaching. Amen. So we get to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. There's a list of these nine supernatural gifts that were given to the church. And the first one he mentions is the word of wisdom. Interesting. The word of wisdom is the ability to speak forth the wisdom of God. It came from God, not man. This is the highest kind of wisdom. We'll talk about that as we get this list. I'll include that in some of the other gifts in just a minute. But I want you to notice, as we go through this list, it's going to say to another, and to another, and to another, and to another, the Spirit distributed it to them as he will. And to one, he gave the word of wisdom. In other words, somebody could speak, God would endow them with the wisdom of God. With his wisdom, they could just speak the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of man. Remember, they didn't go to Bible school. They didn't have formal training. They didn't have Emmaus Baptist College or whatever the Bible colleges are. Where did this information? They didn't have the word of God that we would have like today. They got it directly from God, the wisdom of God. That's the word of wisdom. And then it has to another, in that same verse, to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, most all of us know there's a big difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge consists of the intellectual apprehension of fact or facts concerning a subject matter. A lot of people have knowledge, but very few people have wisdom. Knowledge is much more practiced. Knowledge is a much more practical thing. Wisdom comes by communion with God, the deep things of God, and the knowledge which is in daily life and can put that wisdom into practice. So literally what we're saying here is wisdom is knowledge put into practice. And then all of this came from God. These gifts did not come through life experiences or education or books, but by divine supernatural power of God. Now, listen very closely. We must ask for wisdom. James chapter number 1, verse number 5. If any man lack wisdom, what are we to do? Ask of God. Back then, you didn't have to ask for wisdom. See the difference? God just supernaturally, as he willed, gave that individual wisdom. He didn't ask for it. I've been reading a little bit about Solomon. Matter of fact, I'm back in the book of Ecclesiastes. Remember, God asked Solomon, ask for anything, and I'll give it to you. What does Solomon ask for? Wisdom. Solomon said, I don't have it, but if you give me wisdom, God, I sure would appreciate it. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what happened. Same thing happens today. We don't have the wisdom of God on our own. But if any man lack this wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth and upbraideth not, and giveth it liberally, freely. But there's a big difference of today than it was 2,000 years ago when these supernatural gifts. You see the difference? We have to ask. Then they didn't ask. God just supernaturally endowed them with the gift of wisdom. And then the same thing of knowledge. Today, let me put it simple. 2 Timothy 2:15. We're told to study to show thyself approved unto God. How do we get knowledge? We have to study. We have to read. It just doesn't come supernaturally from God where God would open. Wouldn't that be cool if God would do that? Just open our brain, just pour knowledge in there, but it don't work that way anymore. We have to learn. We have to read. We have to study to gain knowledge. When the supernatural gifts were given, they didn't have to ask for wisdom. And these guys would get up, and wouldn't that be something? Just stand in the congregation and just speak not only the words of God, speak knowledge. They didn't go to school. They didn't go to Bible school. God just gave them the words to speak. So much I could add, but I need to move on from that. But I think you get the picture. Verse number 9. This is an interesting one. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Okay. The faith here that Paul is speaking about is not the faith that we are constantly exercising today. In other words, we live by faith. Romans 1:17, we live by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith. It's something we do daily in our lives. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. So obviously, that kind of faith that they had supernaturally was different than the kind of faith that we have today. Are you following? Some of y'all are looking at me awful strange.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.